Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey. Whoop,
whoop. The crew's on deck and we ready to wreck. Gary's back in the house.
Yeah. Hey, Gary. Gary, darling.
It's a real stand-up guy. Also, Heidi and Franco on the West Coast. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta? Doing? Welcome back, Gary.
Thank you there, Heidi. You're such a jewel.
Well, later on, be careful what you say. Alec Baldwin, LeBron James, and Lena Dunham all might want to reconsider how they answered their questions recently. Plus, we're going to tell you how they all stepped in it, but in different ways. But let's start on a positive note, my friends. Yeah. It's time for Smash Alert. It's a Smash Alert. So it's like Channing Tatum has found another woman to swing that magic mic at.
Hey!
Oh. After separating from his ex-wife, Jenna Dewan, in April, it's being reported that Channing is now dating English singer Jessie J.
It's only month? October?
Yeah, see, guys, don't let the body go cold, y'all do.
But here's what I'm saying. Because you know what? When we originally heard they broke up, Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan, it was never he broke up with her, she broke up with him. We could never really figure it out. But now right. This tells me she left him, and he's been heartbroken, so he went and got a girl who looks just like his ex-wife because
just
he never
like
wanted
her.
That to end. I mean, they look exactly alike.
Yeah,
they're close, nice. Yeah.
The only difference is that Jessie is not tanned, and Jenna is. Oh. But the facial structure, the way they wear their hair, it's very similar.
Yeah, the sun in the UK type. Is different.
See, I don't think the type that a guy has is never in the face and the hair. Guys have body types, but I agree with you, Heidi, about this, because she does have basically the same face, same eye color, same haircut in these two particular pictures. Is Jenna Dewan dating anybody? I heard she's dating as well. Does she have a type, like the Channing Tatum type, I think?
Women keep it on the low, Frank. You'll probably never know.
That's right.
I could pull that Channing Tatum, right?
No, Frank. Is that where you were going with that? No.
Let's go somewhere else.
Hey, I'll Magic Mike all over you, Brad.
Oh, God. And I would throw up all over the Magic Mike.
Oh.
Ew.
He might like it.
Alec Baldwin, he's been getting rave reviews for his portrayal of Donald Trump on SNL. And the thing that's a little scary right now is I think maybe Donald Trump is rubbing off on Alec Baldwin a little bit, because he just said something out of the awkward playbook of President Trump. Here's what he said in a recent interview. Quote, I don't know how to say this, and I don't want to get it wrong either, because everything is a minefield of bombs going off. But ever since I played Trump, black people love me. They love me. Everywhere I go, black people go crazy. I think it's because they're most afraid of Trump.
No. Black people scared of Trump?
No. It's because we don't like him. We're not afraid, honey. We ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah. That's interesting that you said that, Brat. Like, so you're thinking black people are nice to Alec Baldwin. Well, what he thinks is because they're afraid. So you're saying you're not afraid, just don't like him. So are you super friendly? Like, hey, how are you? To people you don't like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he makes the ass out of Trump. So they're like, good. We got somebody that's finally doing it.
Yeah, you appreciate the betrayal that he puts
on.
Right.
He does so well. Yeah, and we do like him. But I mean, outside of him playing that role, I never thought about inviting him to the damn cookout. I ain't even thought about him at all.
He wasn't as cool as, per se,
his brother's cooler.
His brother's cooler,
yes.
But, you know, he wasn't as cool as, like, you know, who's a white guy we rock with? Like a,
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
George Clooney.
Vanilla Ice.
No. Ryan Gosling. You know, he's not as cool as Ryan Gosling, but we would invite him to the barbecue, I think.
No.
Yeah, but I always liked it because he called his daughter a pig. When he called her a pig, that was just so nice.
Now, see, I didn't like that.
What?
I didn't like that either, Gary. No. You don't call
Which is something Donald Donald Trump does. He calls people pigs and dogs. Yeah.
Right, and then he also talked about his Uber driver called him some type of a name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he turning into damn Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, we may still invite him to the barbecue, but your Frank will be burned, and your Kool-Aid will be watered down.
And he got to show up as Donald Trump so he can throw darts.
Exactly. So, Dish Nation fans, sound off. Would you invite Alec Baldwin to the barbecue? Hit us up online at Dish Nation on Twitter.
No way.
Now, here's the thing. I can kind of relate to Alec Baldwin in this way, because ever since I've been on Dish Nation, Black people love me. Well, I mean, before I was on Dish Nation,
I was just
another cracker in the sleeve, and now I'm a rip.
These guys come up to me and they're like, girl, you thicker than a $5 Snickers.
They do. They think Heidi fine as hell.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it looks like LeBron James' sons are getting a taste of stardom early, y'all.
Mm. Okay.
The Star told reporters his two oldest sons, LeBron Jr. and Bryce, are pretty much enjoying everything him and his mom are enjoying these days. And if you don't believe me, take a look.
I got very mature 14 and 11-year-olds.
There you go.
Yeah. My 14 and 11-year-olds drink wine.
Really?
Yeah. That's how mature they are.
Wow.
They'll be driving next week, too. Whatever dad's mom's having, man. Put it on me, though. Don't put it on mom. Put it on dad.
At least he's taking the blame because he knows people are going to criticize him for this.
If this was Savannah, y'all already know how they like the mom shame.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would be wearing her out. But I guarantee you, King LeBron James, is probably not even really catching the type of heat he should get.
Here's the thing, too. Sales are going to go up.
I mean, here's the thing. This is very European. Like, in Paris, you're having wine, a little taste with it. I'm sure they're not down in a bottle and getting messed up at 14 in Paris or in any European country.
But he ain't in no Paris or Ireland, honey. He in the hood. If his butt would go have them treating already, the alcohol rate and drug rate high in the African-American community, and you got these kids drinking wine at 14 years old, no, ma'am.
That's not a real problem. But yeah, I don't think we was exposed to wine. And we were sold the cheap things. Mad Dog 2020.
Right. Cisco.
Cisco, yeah.
We had Crazy Horse.
Zima as a gateway.
Right.
I mean, I would get, when I was, like, from the time I was, like, 12 years old, on Christmas Eve, we would have our Christmas Eve dinner, and my mom would pour me maybe, like, a Dixie cup full, not in a Dixie cup, but that much in a little wine glass of white Zinfandel, and I would sip that as long as I could because I felt so grown up.
Yeah,
I was like,
you did.
I'm having wine.
Well, I think the problem here is that it's not about him saying his kids drink a little wine because they're mature. He's saying they're so mature they drink a little wine, and they'll be driving next week, too. They'll be drinking and driving?
Oh, that's the problem.
I think that's the issue.
I almost was thinking that he was just being sarcastic by the way he said they're going to be driving tomorrow. That kind of came across as a little sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. But first of all, kids don't even want no damn wine. They probably like, Daddy, where did Hennessy at?
Well, moving on, actress, director, writer, Lena Dunham, who's also known as one of Taylor Swift's BFFs,
right?
Was on Andy Cohen Live, and she was asked the question, which boyfriend of Taylor Swift did she like the least?
Lena Dunham, we have a special question from your pal and former Girls co-star, Andrew Rannells. Look right here.
Lena, who has been your least favorite of Taylor Swift's boyfriends?
I will point out, of course, that you are seated next to the sister of one of Taylor Swift's former boyfriends, so choose your gentleman carefully.
My least favorite was Calvin Harris.
Yeah, Calvin Harris dated Taylor Swift back in 2015 for about 15 months.
Okay, but why the finger quotes on Calvin Harris? Like, that's you do that if it's his name.
If that's his real name.
Like, you're like, oh, Calvin, like, giving him a pseudonym.
That's who you really are.
I don't understand.
That is true.
What? But I do remember that relationship when it broke up. It was kind of messy. And that was, like, the most vocal you heard somebody being leaving a relationship.
Is there any chance that Lena Dunham wanted to say Jake Gyllenhaal, but was like, well, this is,
She probably did, but that sister was giving her a little, honey.
She was giving her a little, bitch, don't try it.
I think Andy Cohen, he was fishing for Jake Gyllenhaal being the answer. That's why he had somebody else ask the question so he wouldn't look like the bad guy.
Right. And then Maggie Gyllenhaal's about to cut you with those cheekbones.
Man. Like, when did Maggie Gyllenhaal get so damn hot?
I don't know. She's stunning.
Smoking.
She's always
y'all watch her on The Deuce?
I don't have a TV in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
All right, so after the break, Azalea Banks finally releases a new album. Just kidding. She got another feud in social media. We'll tell you who she beefing with now after the break. Dish Nation. Hey guys, I want to share with you about how I was able to save some really good memories with Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos, and they have over a decade of experience. So me personally, I felt really comfortable with sending them some of my most favorite throwback photos. How hard is it? It's not hard. It's really easy. You send your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. My sons were blown away, and they were excited to see that I actually had swag back in the day. You can experience the joy of reliving your good old days. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our viewers an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/dish to get 40% off your first order or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/dish and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Listen, man, when R&B chicks start to fight, that's when the game gets exciting. So
yes.
Azalea Banks and Lana Del Rey may get it popping at some point or another, but what are those people don't really want that smoke? Now, this all started because Kanye West is a supporter of Trump. Now, in September, Lana criticized Ye for rocking a MAGA hat, and Azalea put on a cape and came to Kanye's defense and called Lana's criticism selective outrage.
Right.
So... Oh. Of course, you know, Azalea Banks doesn't let anything just be a one and done.
Right.
She kept it going. Mm-hmm. Azalea continued her antics, still trolling Lana this week, by tweeting a photo with the singer that had the caption of, let's talk about arm workouts today.
Mm.
Example. This is an example of an aging white woman who got work done on her face and none done on her body. In parentheses, where she needed it the most. Mm. Let's walk her through some upper arm workout.
Oh.
So Azalea went on even harder and then tweeted, first we need to call the surgeon who did her pointy Michael Jackson nose. Next, we need her to head over to Instagram and invest in some at flat tummy lollipops and a $20 waist trainer. So when you look at Lana Del Rey, it looks like she wouldn't pull up and, you know, acquire the smoke.
Right.
Mm. Oh, but she want the whole pack.
Here we go.
She said, I won't not f*** you the f*** up.
Ooh.
Complete savage mode and tweeting, you know the Addy, pull up anytime, say it to my face. But if I were you, I wouldn't.
See, I like it, I like it, I like it. I'm not for violence. But when you pull it on somebody and they gotta give it to you, you gotta go there.
And sometimes it's the little people, like them safe looking ones, that you gotta kill twice.
You better but, die, yes.
Trust but me, why? This young girl probably has a black belt in Krav Maga.
Yeah.
When
she,
I go do Krav Maga, Israeli tactics for protecting yourself, it's all little white girls in the classroom.
Could I was just gonna say, honey, unless she got some black friends, because she was very brash. White women don't talk like that.
Lana Del Rey's a hippie, but she's hood adjacent.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Ooh, culture.
I like her, honey.
Me too. Mm.
She fights.
I like Azalea, but I like when somebody gotta go ahead and take up for themselves.
And oddly enough, Azalea Banks wants no part of no fisticuffs with Lana Del Rey.
So she didn't say nothing back after that?
Nothing that, you know, said that she wanted any violence to happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate this, but I'm happy that this girl took up for herself. Because she looks like the type that would be like, oh, my God.
How could you?
Oh, my
this
God.
This hood black girl's going to kill me. No, baby.
She's going to send her goons.
Right. She's talking about she had a nose job. Probably had a black nose. Might be me.
Okay. Right.
She had that bam, pam.
Right. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and today's deal is the Pogo Cam wearable HD camera with Foster Grant sunglasses. This tiny little camera attaches magnetically to most glasses so you can capture your POV. The powerful little camera holds up to 100 photos and takes 30-second video clips, as it takes 5 MP photos and 720 HD videos. It includes a smart case that recharges the camera up to 3 times and saves up to 16,000 photos for uploading later.
Wait, 16,000 photos and you can attach this camera to any pair of glasses?
That's right, Headcrack. It will work with almost any pair of sunglasses, but the included sunglasses by Foster Grant are specifically designed to easily attach to the Pogo Cam, and it comes in 12 different styles.
Oh, wow, Brad. I can't wait to get home and download the pictures I took of y'all today.
Oh, Lord.
So how much are they?
Well, after you hit its price portion, you might turn into a professional photographer, girl. Usually the Pogo Cam wearable HD camera with Foster Grant sunglasses goes for $120, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Wow, my God.
I got to take these off to look at you because I think you're lying.
Oh, so cute. You should put them on and use the camera.
That's right, y'all. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, so make sure you tune in tomorrow to see what Tiffany Haddish has to say about her new movie, The Oath. Up next, Andrew Freund sits down with John Hamm and Dakota Johnson to talk about the new film Bad Times at El Royale, right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on beautiful Lake Tahoe, getting ready to sit down with the cast of Bad Times at the El Royale.
The El Royale is a bi-state establishment. You have the option to choose a room in either California or Nevada.
How'd you end up at the El Royale?
The Ritz-Carlton was booked.
This place used to be hustling and bustling. Old Dean Martin even sang a song about it once.
This is not a place for a priest, Father. You shouldn't be here.
We might need to work on your sales pitch, son. The El Royale, no place for a priest.
But how would you describe this film? Because it is very mysterious.
Well, I think it crosses the lines of a lot of genres. I think there's a thriller element to it. There's a mystery kind of whodunit aspect to it. There's definitely film noir-y moments. Are they good times? No, they're not. They're not. They're bad.
What can you tell me about your singing in this film?
My singing in this film is all live. So everything you hear is an audio from the set that day that we recorded.
This old heart of mine's been broke a thousand times. Each time you break away, I think you're gonna stay.
Jeff, you're a musician. Could this be an act on the road?
We've already talked about this.
We've talked about that. Yeah. We're gonna get some things together, yeah. And, you know.
I think it could be cool.
Do a little jam.
Yeah.
In the film, it says that your characters have secrets to bury. Everyone has secrets. Is there anything that you guys want to unload on me, that you would like to unburden yourself?
You want to talk about that time we killed that guy? Like on camera?
Fine.
I mean, we were exonerated. It's fine. It's a matter of public record.
He had it coming.
He did. He got mouthy.
The El Royale is a very mysterious hotel. What's one of your more... maybe a stranger place you've stayed, or a weird hotel?
I stayed in a bed and breakfast in San Francisco, actually, a couple years ago, and fully woke up, and there was a man standing over my bed.
Come on.
Yeah, and my friend in the middle of the night saw the
same
man.
I have apologized for this, and apologized for this. I did not know that was your room. I was two rooms down. I clicked the key, and I went in, and I felt bad, but sorry.
It was so frightening.
There's more Dish Nation after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guys, I have the perfect holiday snack for you. It's Iceland Luxury Christmas Tree Flavored Potato Chips.
Ooh, Christmas Tree flavor? Oh, I love wood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Christmas trees, Gary, and
yes.
It's perfect for anyone trying to literally taste the holidays. The chips are served in UK stores and include pine salt flavor seasoning and pine oil.
If y'all serve this at a holiday party, what y'all think y'all guests will say?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna sit it out there with the bag open. You dump the chips in a bowl.
Thank
and
you.
Right. Back.
And they would try it, and more people would try because they would be like, "Ooh, what kind of potato chip is that?" And people would start trying it all over the party.
You're right. I would sit it out. I would deny it until people start saying it's good.
I bet he knows.
I've been on the tree chip.
Y'all would be down to try it?
I would try it.
Not me.
Why and I'm hungry.
It's a potato chip. You've tried all kind of flavored potato chips. You know they change them all the time. They had chicken and waffle potato chips.
Yes.
Who done sat up there and chewed on that tree to say, this would be a good chip?
You ain't never chewed on some wood and thought it was good?
Never.
Really?
I don't use my teeth, honey.
Oh, because I know I did.
You chew?
Yeah.
I wonder why you single.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.